Stop blaming it on holiday stress. We all know it's that time of year when everything feels drained, both your wallet and you. Well, the real problem is right under you. It's that saggy, old, unsupportive mattress. Well, say hello to Ghostbed. Ghostbed is family-run, consumer-loving, with over 20 years of mattress-making mastery. They've engineered the perfect sleep weapon. Durable, insanely comfortable, and cool enough to keep you chill all night long. Every Ghostbed packs their exclusive ProCore technology, a powerhouse support system that cradles your back, supports, and aligns your spine. Translation? You wake up feeling like a human again. Hot sleeper? Ghostbed's cooling materials fight heat 24/7, so you don't wake up sweaty, even when the thermostat cranked up. And here's the kicker. Fast, free shipping in just 2 to 5 days. A 101-night sleep trial and up to a 25-year warranty. That's confidence. Right now, Ghostbed is slashing prices. Up to 50% off compared to other brands. And because you're listening, you score an extra 10% off site-wide. Just use promo code PODCAST at checkout. That's PODCAST for 10% off on top of already insane deals. Upgrade your sleep. Upgrade your life. Ghostbed. The coolest beds in the world.
What do you think is too expensive for what it actually is? 1-800-330-9999. Raven, yesterday, I don't know who I think I was.
Okay.
It was lunchtime. I walked into one of those salad places where you like pick all your ingredients and then they chop it up, they chop it, and then they put the dressing in and then they put it in the bowl and they hand it to you.
They put it in front of you, yeah.
Yeah. And so I went and I was like, you know what? I'm not going to get one of the pre-made one suggestions that they have on the board. Mm-hmm. I'm going to make my own salad.
Oh, yeah. I mean, custom. Why not? Yeah, I'm going to do something, help, maybe some sprouts or something. Something, you know, off the beaten path.
I must have thought I was a billionaire because I walked in there and I said, I'll have the croutons. I'll have the blue cheese. I'll have the grilled chicken. You know what? Throw a little quinoa, maybe some edamame. I'll have some corn.
No, that's where you made your mistake.
Now, in my mind, I was like, okay, yeah, like this is going to be a delicious salad. This will be my meal of the day, you know, like my big meal. And they're chopping it up, and I go to pay. Guess how much this salad cost?
I'm going to go out on a limb here. I'm going to say $14.
$19.
Oh, my gosh.
$19
yeah.
For the salad.
When you added after the chicken and you kept going with other proteins, that should have been an indicator right there. You had a problem.
I was like, oh, you know what? I should have gotten the croutons. Yeah. It was a mistake.
I will only have Fiji water if it's the only water they're selling or if they're giving it out. I mean, like, listen, I love it. It tastes great. And whenever somebody drinks it next to me, they're like, it tastes thick. I'm like, I don't know. It tastes like money to me. I like Fiji, but it's a splurge. It's next level for me. You know what I mean? Like, it's funny you bring this up because I was actually thinking about this the other day. Mm-hmm. So I put tires on my wife's car. And I remember, you know, back in the day, you would get like Goodyear tires, Michelin tires, whatever, you know, that kind of thing. I wouldn't even dream of trying to get some Goodyear tires right now. They were like three times as much as the tires that I put on there. The tires I put on her car were like, you know, the cheapest one you could find in the size. You never heard of the company before. You never going to hear the company again. Try getting one to match if it goes flat in another year. Not going to happen.
Not for nothing, but I don't know if we should be really budgeting ourselves when it comes to good tires.
I'm like, yo, Goodyear tires. They're out of reach for me now. What is this, NASCAR?
I posted this video on our Instagram story at Anna and Raven, like, just so you could see the salad. So you could see what a magic $19 salad looks like.
Yeah.
And I asked, like, what do you think is too expensive? And Kate wrote, pliables. Anything healthy, really. It's
okay.
True. Anytime you try to get something healthy, like I said to Hayden, my older daughter, after I go, I could have had two meals at McDonald's. And she's like, but you ate a salad. Jessica, what do you think is too expensive for what it is?
Well, my daughter drove off to college and called me and said, Mom, I have your keys. And I was like, oh, I need those back. So she had to overnight them for $100.
$100?
Wow.
For your keys. Like, imagine how small that is. It's not like a big thing. I mean, you could throw that in an envelope and it's gone.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
$100.
I can't imagine.
$100 used to buy you something.
You can tell, like, when I react, it still angers you. I can hear it in your voice.
Yep.
Julie, what's too expensive? Doesn't make sense.
Organic milk. No question. $8 last time I went to my store. $8 for a gallon of milk.
Pricey, delicious. It does seem like it lasts forever, though, right? Organic milk, like its dates are farther. If you don't, it's 2 weeks after you open it. But if you, like, you can, it's like a month away, the expiration date. Those organic cows, they really know how to make it last. It's not the same with your regular milk.
I feel like it's just because they have to do that because people don't buy it as much. I think it's all the same milk.
Well, you cracked the $6.50 mark on your milk then. Yeah, you better make that milk last.
I like to imagine those cows are like at a spa. That's why it's so expensive. Like, they're just the most pampered cows you've ever seen in your entire
life. They're hippie
cows.
That's what they are. They're hippie cows.
Yeah. 1-800-330-9999. What do you think is just too expensive for what it is? It's no surprise. You know it. Things cost a lot of money lately. But I got sticker shock yesterday. I went to one of those places, like the fast food restaurants that make you the salads on the spot where you pick your ingredients, they chop it up, put the dressing in.
Yeah.
It was $19. $19 for a salad. And in my mind, the only way a salad is worth $19 is if they put a slices of filet mignon on top of it.
There's got to be something.
There was not.
Quite something.
There's
got to be things that come with it. Oh. It's a price fix, and we're doing an appetizer with it, too. You know what I'm terrified of is when you go to the, even the grocery store. You remember you go in, and they'd have, like, this, you know, whole, like, buffet or, you know, place where you could just fill up with various stuff, and you'd put it in the tin. And the tin is large. So you would just load it up. You'd be like, oh, yeah, you figure at the grocery store, you're saving money left and right. You get up there, they're like £3, $72. You're like, wait a minute, what? What? It's terrifying.
It's a lot of pasta salad in there.
Yeah.
What do you think is just too expensive for what it is? 1-800-330-9999. Sherry?
Have you ever bought grass seed?
Grass seed is expensive, yes. Anything with lawn care is expensive now, except mulch, because we all know how terrible mulch actually is.
Right, right. It says it stays red, but it doesn't.
No, it doesn't. It doesn't. And the black doesn't stay black. I drive by people's houses, and I'm like, how come theirs looks brand new? And then I say to myself, it must be brand new.
A grass seed bag the other day in Florida was $17 for a 4 to 6 ounce bag.
What?
Wow.
It's too much.
Yeah.
At that point, you start collecting rocks. We don't need grass.
I've got a neighbor who says, listen, some people have a lawn. I have a yard. And he said, that's it.
My husband wants to take the whole yard and just put those little white rocks.
I'm with
him. Front yard.
Yep, yep. Imagine how easy parking will be.
That's right.
Hi, it's Anna and Raven. What's too expensive for what it is?
Firewood. You go to the grocery store and you want to have maybe a little fire. You pick up a little bundle of firewood at the grocery store. It's like $1 per piece of wood nowadays.
Yeah, no, it is. It is. That's why you should go to the woods. Go find some woods.
Like twice the price that it used to be.
Right, right. You got to hold on to it longer.
We had a tree come down in our yard. They were lining up. People are coming to get it.
They will. They will, too.
Joanne, what is just too expensive for what it is?
Okay, I don't want to name names, but you know the ice cream, the famous ice cream cake maker, local? A 10-inch, $40 for an ice cream cake.
Yes.
Like, are you kidding me?
I feel like cakes in general.
And then they wanted, like, tips.
Don't you feel like if you get your cakes out of anywhere outside of a grocery store?
Oh, if you get them at a cake place now, you are paying big,
so
big money.
So much money.
Yeah, big, big money.
Yeah, and, like, you know, God forbid it has cheesecake in it. Like, it'll be like $70, $80.
Yeah, around the holidays, we go get cake. Yeah. Any cake is like $35.
Oh, my gosh. $35 is like a bargain to some of the things I've seen. It's wild. I get it. Things are expensive. But sometimes you're like, maybe I don't need a cheesecake.
Right.
You know?
Maybe I've got to change my plans
maybe
here.
Maybe I need to make the cake at home.
Yes.
Hey, Marilyn, what do you think? What's just too expensive nowadays? You're just like, nope, can't do it. It's over.
Pizza.
Yeah.
I picked up a pizza the other day. One large pizza, $28.32.
I said one large cheese pie in my favorite restaurant, over $25. I switched restaurants, and now I get two pies for $29.
Yeah, that's a lot. I mean, a cheese pizza over $25.
All right. Now, because my parents own pizza restaurants, I'm going to say a large pizza can feed an entire family of four. How are you going to feed it? What else are you going to get for $25 that'll feed a family of four?
Not me. I mean, I'll pay the $25, but that's me and one other person. I paid $28.32 the other day for a large pizza.
1-800-330-9999. What's too expensive for what it is? What is just too expensive for what it is? 1-800-330-9999. On our text line, somebody wrote school pictures. That's true.
Oh, yeah. They're absolutely nuts. And, you know, nobody carries a wallet photo of anything anyways nowadays, right? You're better off just taking one with your iPhone and distributing it to the family. But they guilt you. They make you feel terrible. It's like a rite of passage if you don't do it.
If you want an 8x10, you have to remortgage your house.
Yeah.
But here's the good news. It comes with 700 those wallet size.
I was going to say the package is like useless. just to get a couple larger ones. Forget it.
1-800-330-9999. Jackie, what's too expensive for what it is?
Don't judge me on this one.
Yeah.
Have anyone looked at the price of a ticket for opening day ceremony at the Olympics this year?
No, I can't say that I have. What is it?
Oh, my God. 2,700 euros, which equates to like $3,100 for a ticket.
The only way you're getting in is if you live in France and you're set up right now. That's it.
Exactly. Well, I'm going.
Well, best of luck. Enjoy your trip. Have fun. That sounds like an adventure.
But, oh, my God. $3,000 for a ticket.
Garrett, what do you think? What's too expensive? It's just too expensive for what it is.
Starbucks coffee. I just don't understand. I'm not a huge coffee drinker, so I really don't understand the whole coffee craze. But, like, coffee is coffee. Just get it from the convenience store or make it at home. You know, you're doing it for the caffeine, not for the taste, right?
I would disagree. There's a difference between my everyday morning cup of coffee and then a specialty coffee that you have splurge on special occasions.
Any parking lot that I pull into and the line of cars to the drive-thru zigzags around the building 2 to 3 times, it's nonsense. There's no product that exists that is worth me waiting in that line. Hey. Not one. Not coffee, not food, not concert tickets. Nothing. There's nothing.
But have you ever had their grande skinny vanilla chai latte?
Can't say that I have because I wouldn't know how to order that thing. I go in there and I feel like I'm looking at a different language.
Oh, gosh.
Forget
it's
it.
Delicious. I wish I had one right now.
I will go to the gas station. Coffee. Is this the strongest one you got? Great. Where's the sugar? Perfect. I'm in.
Erica, how about you? What do you think is too expensive for what it is?
Car inspections, just to get your car checked out, not even to see if there's a problem. They charge you like $100, and all they do is hook your car up to this little computer. For $100, you've got to be kidding me. Such a ripoff.
You got a shifty mechanic. You need to go to AutoZone or something like that.
Mm.
Have them plug one of them things in there. I think you can order them plugs on Amazon.
Really?
Yep. I think you can diagnose your own car. Now, here's the thing. You're still not a mechanic. So once you hook the computer up to it and you figure out what's wrong with it, you're not going to know what that thing means either. You're still going to have to take it to somebody else. That's how they got you. They know they got you.
I had a disagreement with my husband the other day because the car batteries for the key fobs were dead. And if you go to the dealership, they were charging, I think, like $50 for a new one.
Oh, my gosh. And just go to the store.
So he was like, we'll just order it on Amazon. And I told him I didn't think that they would work. Like, we needed to go and do it there. And he argued that that was not a real thing. That we were fully capable of changing our own batteries and our key fob. And I was like, I don't even know how to open a key fob. Like, what are you talking about? Turns out you can do all these things on your own. You have to watch a YouTube tutorial.
Yeah, I mean, even that, right? Or you could just... You know, figure it out on your own.
Yeah.
You know, check the manual. How about that?
It seemed complicated. Turns out it wasn't.